A couple of weeks ago, I went back on Twitter after being banned and staying off it for about 6 or 7 months. Since I went back on, I noticed that the lefty liberal Remainer camp had really adopted this hashtag FBPE thing. Really, really rolls off the tongue nicely. I've been told that it means follow back pro-Europe. Follow back pro-Europe. That's what it means, apparently. Can you imagine being that much of an arsehole that you change your Twitter handle to that? And they don't mean they're pro-Europe. I'm pro-Europe because I don't want to see it turned into a Somali-Afghani broth of barbarism and death. They're pro-European Union. Well, the European Union's been in the news itself over the last few weeks, so we've had the chance to see what the FBPE crowd are campaigning for. Guy Verhofstadt, if you don't know the name, he's that four-eyed goofy twat with a shit haircut who acts as a sort of commissar or capo of the EU. Well, he announced that the EU are going to dish out punishment beatings to Hungary because they elected somebody who does what they actually want and keeps cultural Marxism and mass immigration out of that country. And the FBPE crowd think that's just fucking great. The people who claim to be pro-Europe are over the moon that European people are going to be punished, probably sanctioned, by a super state for voting the wrong way. So progressive, so tolerant and liberal. Let's kick the shit out of Europeans because they want to remain Europeans in their own European country. That's what being pro-Europe really means. And then when the Hungarians have had their economy wrecked and buckle under the pressure, they'll open their borders and Hungarian girls can be groomed and pimped and tortured just like European girls in Sweden and Britain and Germany. And the FBPE gang, hashtag, they're fine with that as well. Go for it. Aren't they just wonderful fucking people? So open-hearted, so progressive and forward-thinking, so kind. And the EU they support is so benevolent. Ah, well, at least as my streets getting taken over by Africa and Asia, we can still complain about the internet, except we can't do that either, can we? Because the EU's going to ban fucking memes and make you pay for links. And these hashtag FBPE fucking retards are behind that as well. I mean, this is what their activism is all about. It's to support the EU. When the EU destroys the internet, it'll affect them as well. That's the thing. When the EU bollocks up the internet, they're gonna be blasted as well. They're not even going to be able to post photos of gammon to take the piss out of working class white British people anymore. It's they'll probably think of it as, well, it's, I'm just taking one for the team. The all-knowing benevolent EU commissar knows best. This is what being liberal is all about. It's enthusiastically cheering on as a totalitarian superstate turns the screws on European people. But you see, the thing is, what FBPE drones want most of all is to stop Britain leaving the EU, the nut house. So this, let's take it from the top. The FBPE movement support Hungarians being punished for wanting to keep their country theirs. They're fine with the EU destroying the internet so people can't complain that their countries and people are being destroyed. And in order to make sure Britain can't get away from this evil, they're also supporting having the democratic will of the British people crushed. And this shower of piss think they're the good guys. These are the smart people who went to uni. Imagine the absolute shambles of the white British man who actively campaigns to have his kids become a minority in a sort of UK Somalistan, with all the social networks crippled and censored. And then when he contemplates it all, he says, yeah, this is just great. This is really the future we all fought so hard for. I'm a good guy. What a bunch of bastards. fuck these people, honestly. What a bunch of utter retards.